Authorities in North Carolina are coping with a power outage that left more than 1 million people without electricity. That winter storm that started in the Plains states ended up on the East Coast, where ice and snow killed dozens of people and knocked out power lines. North Carolina power companies have now restored electricity to many of their customers, but Martha Walton is not one of them. She's on the line from her powerless home in Greensboro. Hi, Martha.
Hey.
So, how's the weather?
It's really not bad out. It's warmed up today. It's in the 50s.
I understand you spent the last 4 days without power. How have you spent that time?
Well, it's all right in the daytime, and we have gas logs, so we have not been cold. All of our food's gone bad, but we can go out to eat.
Wait a minute. You have a gas fireplace?
We have a fireplace, gas logs.
It's got the concrete logs that look like real logs. And,
that's right.
And the family's been spending time around the fire.
Well, it heats our den and kitchen, and we have a sofa bed in the den, so we've been sleeping in here also.
And when you say we, how many people
My
are in the house?
My husband and I.
Oh, okay. How are your neighbors doing?
On both sides, they have gas logs, but across the street, they have electricity.
You're on the dividing line between the area that has no electricity and the area that does not.
That's right. They lost theirs for a day, but it's come back on. They just didn't come quite far enough for us.
I would think that if there is power right across the street, that a really long extension cord would be a valuable commodity right now.
Well, the man across the street has a generator, and he offered it to us, but we didn't feel like it was worth it since we had gas logs and could stay warm, and everything in my freezer and refrigerator had already spoiled.
What have you done for light?
We have candles, and I have a kerosene lamp, and I have a little light to read by at night because I'm a reader.
And your husband, what's he doing while you're reading?
He just kind of sits because he's used to watching sports.
I would imagine that you've closed off the house to just the two rooms that you're able to...
That's right.
I would imagine you get some cabin fever after 4 days.
That's right. But the dining room's so cold, I have some milk in there and some orange juice. So it's cool in there.
Now, I gather that since the weather has improved a little bit, you are able to get out and move around the...
The streets are fine. We've been going out to eat because we don't really have anything to... left to eat.
Well, what's the power company telling you?
I think the headlines in the paper today said that hopefully by Wednesday, and I don't even want to think about it. Every time we go out and come back home, we are in hopes that electricity's on, but it hasn't worked so far.
Martha Walton is a resident of Greensboro, North Carolina. Martha, thanks very much, and stay warm.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.